Bruno Mars, Versace on the floor. This is Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. We are the pioneers of progress. 25 minutes after 10. And today, we're joined on the line by industrial psychologist and career coach Fiona Martin to talk about how to handle an incompetent line manager. Good morning, Fiona. Welcome to The Tailored Experience.
Good morning, Shekhani. Thank you so much for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Now, Fiona, what power do I have as an employee when my line manager is incompetent?
You know, that's a really good question. And I think, you know, just to kick off, you know, I kind of want to almost start with a caveat in that the automatic thing that a person would want to do when you feel like your line manager is incompetent is to go and report them because, you know, ideally you'd want them removed or to be dealt with. Yeah. But I think one needs to be cautious when approaching that kind of approach. For you to sort of go and report your manager is incompetent, you really need to be able to provide a compelling case. Okay. And demonstrate a direct link between, I guess, failure of the department to produce, you know, its deliverables and the line manager's incapabilities. So if that's sort of the route you want to take, I think the first thing that I would actually want you to pay attention to is that, first of all, you're going to report this person probably to the people that appointed him. Mm-hmm. So whether it's HR in conjunction with, you know, their line manager, these are people who for whatever reason felt that this person, you know, should be placed in this position. Yeah. And in essence, you need them to be consider what are the implications, you know, because when people make a decision, you know, a lot of times I guess they want to sort of defend it, particularly if they feel that it was justified in some sort of way. Mm-hmm. So that's a barrier that you might potentially come to. Second of all, I'll say also look at the political current, you know, within the company. Okay. The one thing is sometimes if you've got a line manager who's incompetent, but they have very good or influential relationships upwards, particularly with very, you know, higher ups in the organization, that might also impact, you know, how, you know, people that you are reporting, you know, this line manager to will handle that. Mm. So a lot of times you'll find that particularly if they impression management very well, they build very strong relationships, it might then be difficult for you to have a strong voice, you know, that will be able to be heard. So if you can recall, you know, sometimes when you were in high school or even in primary school and then you're failing or not doing well at a subject, then you say, no, it's the teacher. And that doesn't always land, particularly with your parents, because someone who's an authority, you know, it's always like, okay, but let's first see if the problem is not with you. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the challenges you come across. But if you really feel like, you know, you want to sort of take this forward, my suggestion is to document everything. And mm-hmm. as I said, you have to provide a compelling case. So if you feel like, you know, things are not being delivered, you're not getting the information that you need from your boss or whatever the case may be, document it, you know, each step of the way. So, for example, if your boss, you know, is supposed to give you information, statistics or whatever it is for you to be able to deliver on a particular project and they mm-hmm. haven't done it, mm-hmm. follow up and have it documented in email to say, hey, look, you know, for me to proceed with this task, I'm still waiting for you to give me ABC, you know, just to sort of illustrate that there's a bottleneck. And I think the more you document on email whether or even in meeting notes, to say, you know, following the meeting, this is what we've decided, this is what you commit to, and then, you know, 2 weeks later, you almost do an audit to say this hasn't happened, and almost, I guess, in trying to identify what the bottleneck is. So so that's a potential way that you can sort of start building up your case. And I think particularly as well to protect yourself in future, should, you know, you be associated, for example, with that incompetent boss.
So now let's talk about how I can now identify if I have an incompetent boss, because someone may have an incompetent boss but not even know it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one distinction I'd like to make is between an incompetent boss and an incompetent leader. So incompetent basically means an inability to do your job to a satisfactory standard. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you might actually have the knowledge, the skills, the experience, but you just don't have good leadership, which I think is slightly different. So just looking at, I guess, incompetence, this is how you can identify that your manager is not actually able to deliver, you know, according to the standard that he or she is supposed to. Mm. So for example, they do not demonstrate adequate knowledge, experience, or skills in the area that they're supposed to be managing, right? So it could be technical knowledge and their experience maybe is not enough, you know, for the level of exposure or even decision making that they're supposed to do. They struggle to apply adequate judgment or make sound decisions. You know, they lack insight and understanding. They're very ineffective task management. And sometimes, you know, there's insufficient production of meeting deliverables or targets or whatever the output for that department is. Another factor as well is being an absent manager. They never have time for their subordinates. You never see your manager. You do not get support. You know, you're not able to get any information with regards to, you know, what is the feedback on this? What is the progress? Yeah. What are the next steps? What are the expectation. So this is basically a manager who's just never around. So in essence, they don't provide any input at all for you to be able to deliver. So you find in that case, some people become almost like self-driving cars, you know, where they basically are sort of navigating themselves because they feel like there's almost zero support from management. Mm. Also, they lack decision-making capability. So you'll find there's a very high proportion of decisions that are made by the boss that negatively impact on output. So they could be indecisive, or decisions are made too late, or they're not made at all, or maybe they're poorly miscalculated, yeah. Not all factors are taken into consideration. And sometimes it's just not honoring deadlines and commitments. Like basically, if you find in most cases, whatever they commit to, whatever deadlines, you know, have been set, they just never get adhered to. So you might find a good manager might at some point exhibit some of these. So I'm not saying that, you know, if your manager, for example, is absent for a week or so, you feel like you can't access them, that means they're a bad manager.
Yeah.
If you find that it consistently happens, and I guess there's a proportion of, you know, this in level of incompetence more than there is actually, you know, good output from them. Also, a manager who's a people pleaser. So you find some managers who sort of have no backbone, and in an effort to be liked by subordinates, they're very agreeable and everything. They want to be buddy-buddy, so therefore they're not driving deliverables. Yeah. They're not making hard decisions as they need to do. And this is, you know, almost like in an effort to be liked by people. So in essence, the department then becomes ineffective. Also, yeah. Inability to delegate responsibility. So they either want to hoard all tasks for themselves, or they mismatch capabilities because, you know, they just don't know how to delegate in order to keep things moving forward.
So Fiona, quickly, just before we let you go, I mean, leaving your job could be an option, but, you know, it's not really practical because we don't have jobs lining up waiting for us. But
yes.
You're not in the wrong. You know what I mean? You're not the one who's in the wrong. So how do you then deal or handle the incompetent boss?
So I'll say the first thing, you know, which is aside from running away and reporting them, is to become an informal leader. So step up, almost become the informal leader. So if you find maybe there's no direction on your project, things are just not getting delivered, be the one to step up, you know, draw up the project plan, you know, and of course bring your boss on board, because you don't want to look like you're overstepping them.
Mm.
So it could be a case where you say, hey, look, I know you're very busy. I've drawn up the project plan. I've sort of, you know, I'm happy to help you to track the deliverables. So almost step up and take that informal leadership position, and people will start to recognize. And then also it's good to sort of, it will have a positive impact on your career progress, because remember, working under an incompetent boss is going to stagnate you, it's going to keep you backward.
Yeah.
So if you actually step up, you're making sure that, you know, you're kind of keeping, you know, the grip on your career, and at the same time, you're almost disassociating yourself from this incompetence, because what happens is that people start painting the whole department as incompetent because of your boss, and you're stepping up. You almost start to create a different brand from what the department is associated with, and in the hope that other people or managers will notice. The second thing, and a quick one as well, is find another mentor within the company. So if your boss is not providing the leadership, then get another mentor in our department who you can be bouncing off ideas, and they might potentially be able to help you and give you that leadership that you require that you're not getting from your direct boss.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Fiona. I love the last part and how we ended this conversation. Some very great advice there that can go a long way. I think even if your boss is not incompetent, these are things that we need to be doing in our jobs on a daily basis. Thank you so much, Fiona. And if anyone would like to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
You're welcome to follow me on social media and on my website at fionamartin.com, and that's Fiona spelled with a PH.
Thank you so much, Fiona. There you have it. If your boss is incompetent, then step up, make an initiative, put in some effort to your work, and make sure that you don't become incompetent with them. Thank you so much yet again to Fiona. In a short while, we get into Fanzo.